The longhouse in Kasan was built, or perhaps more accurately, rebuilt in the 1930s as part of the Depression-era program known as the Civilian Conservation Corps, a kind of economic stimulus program of the times.
I've lived in Kasan pretty much the entirety of my life, and you know, I'm 33 years old, and to this day I get goosebumps when I walk and you come out of the forest trail and it opens up and you see this huge structure standing there, and it's pretty awe-inspiring.
Richard Peterson is the tribal president for the organized village of Kasan.
Yeah, I think the last event there was a memorial potlatch probably about 7 or 8 years ago, and it was pretty amazing. You know, Heidelberg dance groups performed in there, and, you know, to hear the drums and the singing and the dancing and the way that the sound just kind of reverberates in there, and looking and seeing the light kind of bounce off the faces of the totem poles, you know, and just, you know, it blows you away. It really does.
The clan house was actually originally built in the 1800s. That's a long time for any wooden structure in southeast Alaska to stand up to the elements. Not only is the longhouse in the rainforest, it's also close to the ocean with its strong winds. The walls are collapsing in some places. The roof, which has a large opening to let smoke out, is also worse for wear. For Peterson and many others, the longhouse and the totem poles, both on the inside and the outside and the surrounding trees, represent their cultural identity.
And it's such an important place to, you know, the Haida people and to those of us who live in Kasan, you know, it's been there my entire life, you know, so, and you go back there and it's removed enough from the community, remotely enough, that it's like going through time when you walk back there, you know.
Peterson says, according to an architect's estimate, it will take about $2.5 million to fully restore the longhouse. And Peterson says there is a plan being put together. The longhouse actually sits on Kavilko land, the local native corporation. Kavilko has set up the Kasan Haida Heritage Foundation. Peterson says that entity and the organized village of Kasan will aggressively pursue grants and look for philanthropic partners. It's a big job, but Peterson says maybe it could all come together in as little as 2 years. Then he says there will be a call out for Haida carvers.
We're going to focus on the building itself first, but yeah, there's some totem poles involved with that, and we want to do it as traditionally as possible as well. A lot of ads work.
I'm Jay Marble.